Okay, we're starting Perek Sheni. Yesh Be'erichin Lohokel. What Perek Shlishi? Oh, it's a Perek Sheni, I'm sorry. Yesh Be'erichin Lohokel Ulahachmir. There's a Kula and a Chumra by the parasha of Arachim. When you redeem the Steyachuzo, there's also a Kula and a Chumra. In Shor HaMoed, there is a Kula and a Chumra. Shor HaMoed, Shehem Yisraeved, Lohokel Ulahachmir. Bo'inisum Mefata, V'moitzi Shemer, Lohokel Ulahachmir. We're going to go through each one, what the Kula and Chumra is. So the Mishnah starts first with the Indian from Arachim. Yesh ba'arachim lohokel ulahachmir. What's the kula and chumra? Ketzad echod sheherich es hanoeh shebi Yisrael ves hakeor shebi Yisrael nesein chamishim sel. Doesn't make a difference if the person you marach is somebody who's a keor, who's a mukeshchin mera. Or mukashchin, and he has no value, or you were marach the noyesh of Israel, the most valuable person in the market would be most valuable, doesn't make a difference. It's always noisin chamishim sel. You always give 50 sel. Obviously, this is going into the age of 60 years old, where you're in that window. So the kula and chumra is. The cooler is that if it's a Noah Shebi Yisrael, you're getting away with it very cheap. And if it's the Keir Shebi Yisrael, you're paying a lot. That's a Chumra. So it's both a Kula and a Chumra. Just the Lashon HaMishnah is Muchach to the whole concept that we developed already in the first Perek. Because really the Kula Chumra is a plea. Parshas Arachin is that if I go ahead and I make this statement, I have to give this amount of money. It's not a question what I'm getting away with. Getting away with would mean if I was machayev myself a certain shavius and I got away paying less, that's called a kula. If I end up having to pay more, that's a chumra. Okay? But here, I obligated myself to arachin. And arachin, this is what arachin is. The erech of a person up until the age of 60, this is what his erech is. So why is that a kula? Why is it a kula? Why is it a chumra? If you recall, when we started the Masechta, we had developed a concept that we brought, really we held that everybody learns that way, to different degrees. And that is that when you make an Erech, and there's actually Kedusha Chal on that person, a Kedushas Erech. And really, in a sense, what you're doing is redeeming that person. Otherwise, the Lashon HaMishnah doesn't even flow. So what I'm really doing when I pay the Erech, is I'm redeeming that person back. Okay? So now I'm getting away with it. I'm redeeming the Noah Shebi Yisrael for the same price that I'm redeeming back the Keir Shebi Yisrael. So therefore, that's pshat getting away cheap. If you're going to learn that Arachin is not a redemption, it's nothing more than a personal chiyuv, that you machayev yourself to a certain amount of schum kotzel b'teira, so it's not a kula or chumra. So I'm just saying, even the Lashon HaMishnah, I would say, is mochiach that you saw it. So the Mishnah says, "Noisin chamishim sala." V'imamar harei dom avolai noisin eshaviyot. And if you say that I'm going to evaluate, I'm going to give the person's evaluation, then avada it depends on what he's worth, and then we go to the market and see what he's worth. We had a shaila in the first perek. If this is evaluated by an eved kanani, it's evaluated by an eved ivri. We came out lamaisa that even according to Rashi. That seems to say that it's Eved Ivri, it's really Eved Kanani. We had a pshat. I'm not going to elaborate now. Okay, so now the Gemara, first the Gemara is going into a side issue. Why does the Mishnah choose Yisrael as the example? Says the Gemara, be Yisraelim, b'Eved Kechavim Le. Sounds like it's only a Yid. So Ma'lema Mastitan, the Loi Kerab Meir. This sounds like the Stam Mishnah is going out like a mayor. Because a mayor held that you could marry Erech of a goy. A goy can't be marach, but you could be marach a goy.
Because Reb Meir Omer, that not even Kechavim, Reb Meir Omer, Nerach, Avoloi Marich, you could make an Erech on a Goy. He can't be Marich, but you could be Marich him. Afilu Teimor Reb Meir. Really, we could say we're going even according to Reb Meir. Meaning that you could be Marich a Goy, and we have to find another reason why the Mishnah chose the example of Yisrael. Elo, what's the reason why our Mishnah picked the case of Yisrael? Milsa gavurcha kamash mula. The Mishnah is coming to teach me another din. Kid Rav Yudah Marav. Like Rav Yudah Marav, Dom Rav Yudah Marav, Osu lo odom sheyemar, kame noe kanani ze. Person is not allowed to say, how beautiful is this kanani. It's a lav of lois chonik. Says the Gemara, that's the reason why it picked Yisrael. So the Gemara says, fine, so at least the example of Keir, you could have used the Goy. For listening, it's Anosh should be Yisrael, but Sakir should be Knanim. Say both. The Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is only talking B'chad Uma Kamairi, betray Uma Loi Kamairi. We're not talking about two nations. The Gemara says, we find the distinction of groups of Yichus in the Sefer. We learned by Amos and Mephata. It's not going to make a difference if you were Ma'anis, a girl, who is the Gdoila should be Yisrael, or she's from the Koyanim, or she's a Ktana should be Yisrael. That the Tana does do. The Tana will pick in one nation different categories, but true Ayuma you won't. Since the Sefer is going to say an example of a stay achuzah, when you redeem back a field of inheritance, to be Yisrael who the mishkachas lo, but even kechavim loy mishkachas lo, you can't have by a goy a stay achuzah. Why not? So there's a machlokes rishonim, why not? If you look at Rabbeinu Gershon, he says, why can't you have by a goy? So it's the fourth or fifth line here in the Rabbeinu Gershon on the right. The lav b'nei achuzah ninu. He says, what lav b'nei achuzah mean? The oive kechovim loy konasut sadeh. Number one, a goy can't acquire a land in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, the oid she'ein loy she'er av. The Ein Yoresh is Oviv. This is a very strong statement Rabbeinu Gershon makes, because it's really connected to Gemara Mefuresh. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Akum Yoresh is Oviv, Dvar Torah. So Rabbeinu Gershon seems to be against the Gemara. And that's why if you look at the Magia on the bottom, he actually asks in Rabbeinu Gershon, Hayim Kiddushin Yud Zayin Amid Beis, Do'ebi Kechovim Yoresh is Oviv, Dvar Torah. Okay, but obviously we can't leave a question like that on Rabbeinu Gershon. Obviously he had a mahalach in the Sugya and Kedushin. Now Tosfos actually, if you look at the top Tosfos, he learns a little differently. He says, "Lav mishum the lav b'nei achuzah ninu." The top Tosfos. He says, "Va'afol gav da'aminun," even though we have that Sugya and Kedushin, that even kechovim yoresh is over dvar Torah, that a goy does yarish on his father, they don't have an achuza. The din zeh lo shayach kiyim be'eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah hi atluya ba'oretz. For evi kechovim ein lo nachla ba'oretz. So Tosfos learns that this is an inherent problem with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that a goy doesn't have a chet. Rabbeinu Gershon obviously disagrees, and there could be reasons why Rabbeinu Gershon disagrees. There were parts of Eretz Yisrael that we didn't conquer. The Goyim still have from Nachuz, Lamoshul Yavusi. Lost at Lovai, we're going to get that piece. In fact, part of the Mokom HaMikdash, they bought from the Goyim, found in a Yavusi, because parts of Eretz Yisrael that we didn't conquer. And those parts of Eretz Yisrael, L'choy with the Goyim have an Nachuz. They do have an Nachuz. But anyway, Rabbeinu Gershon comes and he unveils this new idea that a goy doesn't yash on his father when the Gemara says he does. So we're going to get back to this. What is the pshat in the Rabbeinu Gershon? We'll see what the pshat in the Rabbeinu Gershon is. And what could be the machlokes between the Rabbeinu Gershon and the Balei HaTosfos
why Rabbeinu Gershom feels it's not called Yerusha, and according to Tosfos it is called Yerusha. We'll see why.
Now I'll just spend a little bit of time on this first part of the Gemara. It's really a Zaitik Sugya,
and that is the Lav of Lois Chonim. So the Lav of Lois Chonim in our Gemara here seems to be very broad, because our Gemara here seems to be saying that there's a Lav of Lois Chonim even in a very general way. It's here that you're not giving a personal Gentile a compliment. You're talking about a generic thing. You're saying Nor Shebeknanim. You're not praising. Somebody say, did you praise any specific goy? No, you made a generic statement. You said, and if you're not really praising the goy per se, you're really praising the Rabbeinu Shalom. L'moshel, the Gemara says, Aroya Briyesh Nois, if somebody sees a very handsome individual, you make a bracha that Hashem made Briyesh Nois. You're not praising the individual, praising the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's not a problem. That's not an issue. So L'chaira, what's the issue over here in our sugya? What's the problem? Saying Nonishabiknanim. The Mishnah is not talking about anybody. In fact, the Yerushalmi brings down, it's a famous Yerushalmi in Avodah Zarah, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he saw a woman, a goyish woman, Noah. He made a bracha. Yerushalmi says, I now had a look at her. You shouldn't be gazing at the woman, especially a shiksa, what's going on? The Gemara gives an answer that it was a Karen Zovis, and he saw her. He wasn't trying to see her. He saw her. Made a bracha. So I mean, these are like two extremes. The Yerushalmi is saying you can make a bracha Ashabora Briyos Tovos to such an extreme. And the Bavli seems to be saying you can't make a generic statement that there's such a thing as Nor Shebeknan. It's a Pelet Gezach. So we have to know what is the Mahalach Kach. What is this? How far does it go? You know, this, not to praise it. What does it mean even? How far does it go? So, just wanted to zero in on another Nakuda. It's clear that the Vilna Goyen, he understood our sugya very, very simply the way it's brought down. Because he actually says that the Gemara, the Mishnah, didn't have to tell it to us the way it did. The Mishnah could have just said, the Mishnah didn't have to talk about the nationality at all. And that way the Mishnah could have stayed clear from the Issur. But the Mishnah decided, Dafka, to speak about a Yid. Notice, according to the Goyim, there's actually a Yitter. Because the Mishnah didn't have to talk about any kind of nationality. The Mishnah could have said, Yesh te'erichim lohokalu lahachmer. And the Mishnah could have said, Echad amarech es hanoeh. Whether you praise the Noah or the Keir, still. And in fact, then the Gemara wouldn't have needed the whole thing with Reb Meir, and then Musag, the whole sugya. The Havamin is not like Reb Meir, the Kamashwam is yet like Reb Meir. The Mishnah could have stayed clear of everything. The Mishnah could have just said, Echad amarech es hanoeh, ves hakeir, you give chamishim. So you see from the Gaon, that the Gaon held that there was no way for the Mishnah to say, Noah Shebeknan. Because that would have been an issue for the Tana to say so. So clearly the Goyen is learning the sugya kepshuta, right? But I want to show you another way to learn the sugya, not necessarily like the Goyen. And clearly, I think that there are some Rishonim who will have to learn our sugya this way, because in Maseches Gittin on Daf Lamed Ches on the days, somebody could get me a Gittin with a Rashbam Gittin. The Gemara there in Gittin discusses Meshachar Avdoi. And the Gemara says that somebody's Meshachar Avdoi is Oiver Basay. You're not allowed to be Meshachar Yevet. The Gemara brings down that Rabbi Lezer was Meshachar his Evet. He freed his Evet. He freed his Evet. The Gemara says, how did he free his Evet? You're not allowed to free an Evet. The Gemara says, well, he did it for a mitzvah. He did it la'shlimi la'asoha. They were missing a minyan. So he was mishachar his eved to make a minyan. Says the Gemara, ay, l'chor, ha'mishachar avdo, oivir ba'seh. Says the Gemara, mitzvah shani. For a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. Takein echanami, if you would have stamped in Meshachar Zevet, it's also. But for a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. So the Rashba right there in the Gemara, the Rashba brings down a Ramban. The Ramban discusses the law of Lois Chonim. You're not allowed to give a Lois Chonim, just like the Gemara says here, you're not allowed to compliment. We learn how to Lois Chonim, you're not allowed to give presents either. That's the whole shaila of bonuses and this. You're not allowed to stop and give presents. So a bonus you're allowed to give because you're doing it for yourself. Because when you have an improved relationship, you get better service. But I once heard Bishem, one of the Balei Musar, said a great word. He said that you don't have to come on to that you're getting better service. He says if a goy did you a toiva, he worked well for you. He says if you don't give him back, that's kfiyas hatoiva. He says kfiyas hatoiva is something that kills who you are, destroys who you are. For Araya, Moshe wasn't allowed to have kfiyas hatoiva to a doimim. Right? You have to have a akor satev to something that's not even a human entity. You have to have a akor satev. It means it's something to do with you. So he says, if you don't give a bonus, the pshat is you become a shlechta person. Where's your akor satev? So mele, that's not lois chonim. Lois chonim is when you're doing for him. This you're doing, forgetting you get better service. You'll never see the guy again. It's not gay in a case where you never see the guy again. The guy did your tev. So now it's yourself you gotta be marketed. Otherwise you're a mushkas. You're ruining who you are. So the Rashba brings down from the Ramban, why wasn't Rabbi Elazar freeing his Eved a lav of Lois Chonim? He was giving him, he gave him freedom. This is the Rashba's kash. It's not his kash, it's the Ramban's kash. But he quotes the Ramban. And the Ramban comes in and he says, Hiksha Ramban. Then he says like this. What happens if the Eved Kanani pays you off? He tells you, you know what, here's $1 million, make me free. So he, the Ramban, says you're allowed to free him, because then you're doing it for yourself. You have a benefit. He's giving you $1 million. You can free him. So he says the same thing over here. He says, "Oy mishum mitzvah." He says, "Tzorech harav hu." Then it's your, you need it. V'leko b'zechanina. And this is not called chanina. Chanina is giving them kindness, having a certain relationship. It's not a problem. That's what he says. V'leko chanina mut. So this is the Ramban. So the Rashba goes and he says, I have a raya, not like the Ramban. He says, V'kashili, da'afilu l'ger o'ichel nevelo yismutu lite matnas chinam. He has a great question on the Ramban. We know that in the process of Yadus, we have the extreme left, right, the goy, then we have a ger teishel, and then we have an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is closer to a yid than a ger teishel. Ketosh was only chayiv in sheva mitzvahs. And Eved Kanani is chayiv in all mitzvahs kisha. Right? Now even a ger toish, the Gemara says, you're allowed to give him a matona. You're allowed to give him an avela. So you see that lois chonein is only on an akum. It's only on a pure guy. See, he says, so how could the Ramban even have a shayla? The Ramban is asking, how was Rebbe Elazar allowed to free his Eved? Why did that constitute the law of lois chonein? So Ramban says, well, Lois Cholim is only for no reason. But if you have a reason, then it's Peseder. That's what the Ramban says. So his kasha is, so the Rashba's kasha is, what do you mean? Even a ger, Toisha. He says, Kol Shekein in Eved. Avada, you can do in Eved. That's his kasha. The Kol Shekein Levi Kanani, Shekibel all of Kol Mitzvahs. He's like an Eved, he's like an Isha. Anyway, so that's his question. See, it's a pelu de gazach. He mamish knocks off the Ramban completely. Right? So really, I have several issues. Even according to Ramban, I have an issue with our sugya. First of all, the Rashba for some reason ignores the fact that the next Mishnah, not Mamish the next Mishnah, but if you turn to Yudalit Amud Beis, it clearly gives an example of Eved Kenani that's Noah. Look on Amud Beis, the Mishnah on the bottom, the first Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Ketzat, Echot Shehemis says, Hanoah Shebavodim. If the Eved killed a expensive Eved, a beautiful Eved, a strong Eved, that's Hakeir Shebavodim, Noisen Shloshim Zela. Here it says clear, Noah Shebavodim. Our Sugya just said clearly, why did we pick a Jew? Because we couldn't say Noah Shebiknanim, because there's a lot of Loishonim. And by Avodim, it says clearly, Noah Shebavodim. That's mamish, a black and white eye against the Ramban. There's no way even to get, there's no wiggle room. There's no way to get out of it. So clearly, there's a glaring difference between that Mishnah and the first Mishnah in the Perek. The difference is that obviously that's an Eved, so we don't have a problem of Noah, and here it's not an Eved. The Reish, it's not an Eved. So we... No, you have the Goyen. Echad, whether it's Noah or Keir, you pay Shloshim. You do not, like the Goyen says, you don't have to term what you're talking about. The Torah is clear what it's talking about. So it could just say Noah and Keir, which is exactly where Goyen learns the Reisha. The Goyen says that the whole Gemara is building itself on the Mishnah from the Yitter. The Mishnah could have just said, Echad Amarech Esan Noah Vesan Keir. So you see clearly that there's no issue. By Avodim. That's a clear raya against the Ramban. That's number one. Number two, even if we go to the chur level of the Ramban, that holds that there's a lois chonim even by Avodim, the biggest machman lois chonim. But he himself says that if you're not doing it to give them chen, if you're actually not doing it to give the Eved chen, you're doing it for yourself, then there's no shayla lois chonim. Lois chonim is only when you're trying to give them chayim. Otherwise there's no issue. So I don't understand b'chlal. How does the whole sugi even have anything to do with lois chonim? Here we're learning in the Beis Medrash, we're not trying to give anybody chayim. We're trying to learn a sugi. We're learning a sugi. And in the sugi we're mentioning that there's such a thing as a noah shebiknanim. Why would that even be a shayla lois chonim? According to the Ramban. We're doing it for ourselves. So I'm saying, so the whole concept of lois chonim doesn't even come in. Even according to the Ramban, who's machmir in lois chonim, the Ramban at the end says, but if you have a reason why you're doing it for yourself, you're not doing it because you want to give this individual chanina. You're doing it for yourself. There's no lois chonim. Or the moshel, if let's say you're saying a story, and for the purpose of the story, for the elaboration story, you want to say something about the good. Say the guy has a good shot. You're talking about a baseball player. Years ago, one of my talmidim asked me, "You allowed to have a baseball player that you give chen to, right?" So when you're doing something for yourself, it's no shayla lois chonim. There's lamoshel. Rebbe Gamliel used to praise his eved. Reisim tovi avdi. There's clear mishnayos and in shas. What does the Ramban do with that? Reisim tovi avdi shu tamar chochem. Rebbe Gamliel sitting there praising his eved. So you see clearly, Elamai Rebbe Gamliel was praising himself really. He was saying, look what kind of Eved I have. He wasn't trying to, he was doing it himself really. The pleasure that he had, he sat Avelis when his Eved died. Kibbul Olav Tanchumin. He had a relationship. He was doing it for himself. He wasn't doing it for Chanina. So what Bechlal does Chanina have to do over here? That's another catch. Especially the way the Ramban is saying, it's only if you're Kavana. It all goes to what your Kavana is. Your kavana has to be that your intention is you want to give this person chayin. I don't want to give this person chayin at all. The whole thing is a plea. No, the Mishnah is not talking about, the Mishnah is talking about a halacha. When you're marach, you don't say whether the guy's beautiful or not. You say erech eved pliny. You don't say erech eved noah pliny. The Mishnah is talking about a story. whether you are Marech HaNoshe B'Knanim or a Mechur, it doesn't make a difference. When you make the Erech on the Eved, you don't say, or the Knanim, you don't say if he's no or Keir. You just say Erech Zeh Alai. Doesn't, the Ramban says it doesn't make a difference of whether you're making the person choshev, you're giving him something, a present. If you're doing it for yourself, there's no shaila. Even the greatest present of all, you're making him free. You're meshacharim. The Ramban says it's not a problem either, because you're not doing it for him. You're doing it for you. So lois chonim is only where for your focus, your intent, is I want to do something for him. I want to give him a present, I want to make him, compliment him, I want to do for him. Then it's a problem. If you're doing for yourself, there's no shaila. It's very rare. It's very rare. Lois chonim, the way the Ramban is explaining it, is very narrow. Where lois chonim would apply, because usually there's an ulterior motive. Something. Generally speaking, if you're starting to praise people, there's an ulterior motive. Vosvils, you know what people always say, you compliment the vosvils differently. You know what I mean? Where are you going? So but our sugi mamish apli. Now on top of this, when you talk about a nationality, Shas is full of such examples. Echvei said, Yofeh HaParsim, right? Or the Gemara will praise a nation, or they tznuim him in certain ways, or they, again, it's the same concept, because you're not praising a person, you're trying to learn. You're doing your own thing. You want to learn, I want to learn from the Parsim, I want to learn this from the Parsim. There's no lois cholim. Lois cholim is where the objective is to give to the other person. The whole thing is a plea. So I therefore think that this whole sugya really is, we have to learn differently from beginning to end. That really, what is the lab of lois chonim? So if you take a look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah, which by the way, my raya from Gamliel, Tovi, Avdi Shalom Gamliel, I once saw in the Ragit Shov al Rambam, Tzafnas Paneach, he brings that raya from Gamliel, that by Avodim there's no lois chonim. Right? There's no lois chonim. But the way we're learning, it's not a raya necessarily. Because Rav Gamliel wasn't doing it to compliment his Eved. He was saying, look what I produced. There's an Eved that, look what happened to my Eved. Mistama, when Tovi became the Eved of Rav Gamliel, he wasn't the same person as he was after he served Rav Gamliel for years. He turned into a different person. So, in stories, we see throughout Shas that they praise Goyim. In fact, the Gemara even asks, why didn't the Torah speak about the strength of Goliath? The Gemara in Soita Daf Membeis. The Gemara asked the Masechta Soita, why didn't the Torah elaborate more? Because Goliath, if you look at him at Rosh, he was unbelievably powerful. The Pesukim don't really elaborate how powerful he was. So the Gemara says, because we don't want to, he's such a Rosh, we don't want to be marbe b'shvachay shel Rosh. What do you mean? It's a lab of lois chonim. It's a pasha, it's a lab. Another issue is, that if you look, halacha l'maisa, in the darkest tshuva, the Marsham, by the way, halacha l'maisa, the Marsham in the Sefer Das Torah on Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Nun Zion, he brings our sugya as a raya, that Yitaka Nalat even talk about a generic nation, and say that this nation, not talking about an individual, place, the Americans have a certain, when you're not talking, you're talking about a Goyish nation. Say, Frenchmen have this Myra. Not allowed to do that. Based on our sugi. It's tremendous chiddush. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodas Kechovim, it's a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says that the lab of lois chonim is part of the Isra of Avodah Zorah. What does that mean? The Torah didn't want us to have any connection to the Ovdei Avodah Zorah. Because of that, the Torah created certain barriers. You have to separate from the Goyim. The Rabbonim came then and extended the barriers even further. Right? They made Stam Yayin and they extended the barriers. The Rambam says that the whole concept of lois chonim is to separate the relationship from the Goy to the Yid. That's why the Poskim hold that if you're talking about a dead Goy, there's no problem. Because with a dead Goy, you're not having a relationship. If you say that dead Goy is kach b'kach, it's not a problem. It's not a relationship. You know, Schwab, when he bought his house on Maple Avenue in Saddle River Road, so he called his brother from Washington Heights, Rav Shimon, He told him, you know, I bought a house, it's not the best location, there's a Goyish cemetery. It's right across the street. So they say that Rav Shimon told him, that's great. He says, you're living in a living Jewish community with the dead Goyim, that's terrific. You know, he was living in a community where the Goyim were alive. He said, that's a big mila, that's not a chazar. But Lamai said, there's no lois chanim, according to many, on a Goy that's dead, which makes a lot of sense, according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, the issur of the compliment is the relationship that's created through the compliment, through the chanina, by giving them chayin, they're finding beauty by you, so you're connecting to them. And then that's all part of Avodah Zarah. That's all, and that's why if you look lois chanim, where is it in the Rambam? In Hilchos Avodas Kechavim. It's in Hilchos Avodas Kechavim. So really, it's not shayach b'chlal to our sugya. When you're learning a technical halacha and you say noishe b'knanim, it's not shayach lois chanim. Nor vos, our Gemara is saying something entirely different. Our Gemara doesn't say, if you look at the Lashon HaGemara, lefisha osur. Lefisha osur, because it would have been osur for the Tana to do this. The Gemara says, milsa agav urche kamash milad. The Gemara doesn't say, the Tana had no choice, that, like the Goyan is saying, the Tana was stuck. The Gemara doesn't say the Tana was stuck. The Tana Taka could have said, Echor ha-marech es ha-nor she-biknanim. Could have said that. And there wouldn't have been a lot of lois chonin. The Tana is just saying, Nusag of urche kamash malon. The Tana decided to teach us a halacha that we are not allowed to say, kamanor knani zeh. And therefore the Tana chose Yisrael to teach me this halacha. But the Tana itself wouldn't have had a shayla anyway. The Tana could have said, and that's the whole lashon of Milsag of Uchay Kamashwan. What do you mean Milsag of Uchay Kamashwan? The Gemara should say, Elo, Mishum, the Osu Loima, Kamenoe. The Gemara say Osu Loima, because Taka would have been mutter to say it. It's a Milsag of Uchay Kamashwan. The Tana, in its way, had a way to teach me this halacha. Once the Tana taught me this halacha, there was no reason on Omid Beis again to tell me the same thing. So by Avodim, it reverted back to Noish of Avodim. Because the Tana never had an issue of Lois Chone. And that's why the Rashba didn't ask from the next Mishnah. Because the Rashba also held there's no Shail of Lois Chone. And therefore, there's no issue. It was only the first Mishnah in our Perek taught us that idea. Once the Tana taught us that idea, the Tana has no issue anymore. The Tana was able to say it. And that's why you find throughout Shas, the Tana praises nations. It's no problem. What? Again, the Tana was Marach in the Lashon to teach me this din.
Over here.
Once the Tana taught me that din. Then he would have said, Nor should be Israel. Nor should be Knanim. The Goyan is saying, see, the Goyan is learning very simple. The Goyan is learning it was usher for the Tana to do it. The Tana couldn't use those words. So the Goyan is learning its extra words. We're not learning its extra words. We're learning the Mishnah could have either chosen Nor should be Knanim or Nor should be Israel. And the Mishnah decided to use Nor should be Israel to teach you. Not because the Tana had a problem, but to teach us the halacha that you now have to say Kamanon the Knani's there when you want to give him chen. The next Mishnah didn't have to do that anymore, because we already learned it. So the Mishnah reverted back. Echada Nor should be Avodim. That's all simple. Now, the other question. That's how I hold what's negeya to our sugya. That's how I would learn our sugya. Now, what's negeya to the side question of the Rashba? Why is there loy eloy sechonim on avodim? So this I have, a simple teretz to this kasha. I would say that there's a very big difference between a ger toishev and an eved kanani. And although the Rashba is pointing out a very good point, that Eved Kanani is more than a Ger Toshev. It's true. But there's a chesaron to an Eved Kanani. I'll explain to you what it is. The Let me ask you a different shaila. The Rambam is learning all these things are hachoka from Avodah Zarah. So what about a goy who's not over Avodah Zarah? He's not over Avodah Zarah. He's not a ger toish. If he was never makabel shefa mitzvahs with in Bezdin with the whole process, he never became a ger toish. But he doesn't. He's not over Avodah Zarah. He believes in the Rabbanu Shalom. Is there a lav of lois chonim? So there are some rishonim who hold that lois chonim is only on a goy. There are actually some rishonim who hold it's only on the Zion Amimim. Like the pasuk is talking about the Zion Amimim. There are those who say it's only by Avodah Zarah. But the rov of the rishonim hold that lois chonim applies to all goy. What's the pshat? Even though lois chonim is because of Avodah Zarah, but there's a loy plug. There's a loy plug. The Torah made a loy plug that you shouldn't cross the barrier. Right? Now, if somebody converts, so now there's no loy plug. They became something new. Now they converted. So a ger toisha is a converted person. He's no longer what he was before. He's a new category. So he's out of loy chonim. Because he's now a new person. He's converted. What's an Eved Kanani? Eved Kanani is nishtahin or nishtaher. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, the Rambam says Eved Kanani yotzo michlal akum ulichlal Yisrael loy nichnas. He's like in the middle of doing geiros. So he's not a converted person. So even though he's doing more stuff, okay, he's doing more nice things, but he's not converted. How the Ramban that there's still a lav of lois chonim? It's not a kash on the Ramban. Because just like a goy who's stam a goy who's keeping sheva mitzvahs b'nei nech, and he's a frumster goy around, there's still a lav of lois chonim because he hasn't officially converted. So I'm telling you that the Ramban held that an eved, because he didn't yet convert into any specific category, so this Elamai, he's an Eved Kanani, but Eved Kanani alone is Nishtahim and Nishtahel. That's an Eved Kanani. He's in the process. He's going to become a Yid when he's in the Shukhla. So doesn't matter. That's what I'm telling you. You can have a guy that he and his fathers and his grandfathers and his great-grandfathers were never Avodah Zarah. But they never converted. The Halach of this Tulloy Scholem according to Rav Rishen. Same thing over here. Conversion is a conclusive term. It means you converted, you became a ger. He didn't, he started. If you have a guy who's in the gerus process, there's still lois chonim till he converts, even though the ger, as he's converting, he's starting to keep certain things. Doesn't matter. Okay, let's get to the Yerusha thing. Now, we have this machloikas here. That's the Rambam says, that's the chiddush of an Eved Kanani. When the Torah said Eved Kanani, the Chiddush is, because of the Jew's ownership, it puts him into a gray area. The Rambam says he's Yosem Mechlau Akum, Ulechlau Yisrael Loi Nechnas. See, a Ger Toshiv is not gray. A Ger Toshiv is a Ger Toshiv. He's a converted Goy who's now a Mutter to give him land in Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael. He's in a different process. The Eved, you say, what's the Eved? The Eved is Nishtayin and Nishtayah. Now the Rashi, I'm not saying it's Muskim, the Rashba would say no. The Rashba would say the fact that he has to keep mitzvahs like an Isha, even, that's your smoke, even though he's still in the process, it's enough of a chilik in halacha. I'm just saying the Ramban is understandable. The Ramban is understandable. The Ramban holds you need a conclusive package. Till there's a conclusive package, he's not. Okay. Now let's go to this problem of Yerusha. I just want to tell you a quick vort that I think will give us some clarity in this din. We have here a machloikis between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Gershon, that Rabbeinu Gershon says that a goy doesn't yashin his father. As we said, it's a very bold statement, since the Gemara couldn't have been more black and white. The Gemara says Omar Rove Dvar Torah Oved Kechovim Yoyresh His Oven Midaraisa a goy yashins his father. Shenema v'chishev im koneil. Says clearly, v'loyim yolshe koneil. So, mechlal dis layolshim. So the Gemara in Kiddushin clearly states that a goy has Yerusha. And the And the Rabbeinu Gershon, and Tosis therefore says, you can't tell me a goy doesn't have Yerusha, he doesn't have Yerusha. And Rabbeinu Gershon comes by us in our sugya, and he says black and white that a goy can't have a stay achuzah because he doesn't have Yerusha. There's got to be a clear answer in Rabbeinu Gershon. There's clearly got to be a dispute between Rabbeinu Gershon and the Bali Tosis, either what constitutes a stay achuzah, or what kind of Yerusha goy has. There's something missing here. There's clearly a missing link here. So I just want to go into one idea which affects very much Stei Achuzah throughout the Masechta. Question really is, what is a Stei Achuzah? Okay, what is a Stei Achuzah? So clearly, Tosfos says it's land that's in Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos, that's why Tosfos calls it a Mitzvah Hatluyos Boaz. The question is, does Stei Achuzah mean an inherited property? Or does Stei Achuzah mean a property that's yours? And inheritance is just a way of terming it as something that you permanently own. In other words, a stay mikne, something that you buy in Eretz Yisrael, goes out by Yovel, as we'll learn. So no matter how much you paid for it, it's irrelevant. The land is going to go away, go back to the owner, by Yovel. And the stay achuze is land that's yours forever. So one way to look at it is that even though the Torah used the terminology achuza, right, it doesn't dafka mean Yerusha. It means land that's yours, that's by you to stay. Clearly, that's the Chazon Ish's approach. So this Chazon Ish that I had asked the Olim to look up in Meseches Bechoros and Simen Chav Zayin, the Chazon Ish clearly states in the second paragraph here, Rabbonon to Rab Meir, Hazoicher min Ahefker. Machzer b'yovel, right? And he therefore feels that if it wouldn't go back by yovel, it would be a stei achuzah. He goes on to say, "V'chein motzimu b'rambam perek dalid meyilchus erich and alocha aluf shekosav the sode sheyorash mimerishov who stei achuzah v'shode shelokcha oizocha ba he sidei mikne." The loshim zochabo koilo matonel schir mehefka, says the Chazon Ish. Zochabo means you got it from hefka. It includes that, and therefore he says the mafkir ovdu abaylim schusam veinkan loy gulu v'loy chazeres. In Cain he biyada zeche kedin stay achuz kedin stay chegem. So clearly the Chazon Ish makes his statement clear, and this is reiterated several places in the Sefer Chazon Ish, that he holds that stei achuzah doesn't literally mean a field that you inherited. It means a field that's going to stay by you. A field that you have by you that's going to stay by you, that's a stei achuzah. And that has all the halachas that we're going to talk about in the stei achuzah. We'll get to them next week. All the halachas have to do with a land that you own that's going to be by you. That's how he learns. Chazon Ish. He learns that stei achuzah doesn't have to be Yerusha. He says, so the Chazon Ish explains that im ein kan geula v'loy chozeres b'yovel im kein hi biyad azoyche kedin stei achuzah. So the Chazon Ish is saying that of course stei achuzah means Yerusha, but it's a generic term that's used for any field that's going to stay by you. So basically, if you, according to Chazon Ish, if you buy land in the United States, right, where there's no din that goes back on your evil, technically that could also be called a stei achuzah. Stei achuzah just means land that's by you forever. The literal translation means Yerusha, but Yerusha is lav dafka. Now I have to tell you that the Chazon Ish is a tremendous chiddush. The reason why the Chazon Ish is a tremendous chiddush is because the Chazon Ish is taking for granted that the halachas that the Torah gave me about redeeming a field back from a stei achuzah have nothing to do with the fact that you yarshen it. The Torah's Kahanim in Parshas Bahar has a separate drosha to teach me that even a field that I yarshen from my mother is also a stei achuzah. Now, according to the Chazon Ish, what do you mean? Of course. Stei achuzah has nothing to do with your inheritance. It has to do with the fact that the field is going to stay by you. It's irrelevant how you got the field. So why would we need a separate derosha to say that even a sodeh, that a person yarshin from his mother, is also a steyachuz? So it's muchach from the Teres Kahanim l'chorda that it depends how you got the field. It's not just a matter how long the field is going to stay by you. How did you get this field? Did you get this field through your father? Did you get it also through your mother? The fact that we need to repeat, the only eitz I have to explain the Chazon Ish at all is to say that after the ribui, now it includes everything. In other words, it would have just included father. Now that we have a ribui, that even a field that you got from your mother is a stei achuza, now already it doesn't matter whether it's through your mother or through a hefker or through, you got the field, now it's yours. So in other words, the ribui alone is a generic ribui. Till we got the ribui, it would have been only the father. That's clear. That is indisputable from the Teres Kahanim. Until the ribui, it would have been just the father. But now that we have the ribui, now it includes any way you got the field. That's the only way I can learn according to the Chazon Ish. But clearly, you can learn simply, you learn not like that. You learn it has to be Yerusha. So it's not at all difficult to say that there are those that would argue with the Chazon Ish, say it has to be Yerusha. I think this will give us clarity to understand this whole idea with Akum, what's going on in our sugya. I think it's possible that Tosfos learned like the Chazon Ish. Tosfos learned that once we have this ribui, that even a field you got from your mother is a steyachuz, everything's a steyachuz. And therefore Tosfos says that a goy technically can also have a steyachuz. He yashim from his father, just like Dvar Torah, Akum Yerushas Avot. That's clear. But, question is how Rabbeinu Gershon learned. So I want to tell you, clearly Rabbeinu Gershon didn't hold like the Chazon Ish. Because Rabbeinu Gershon definitely does not mean that if Chris dies, then John, his son, doesn't get the field. Because that's a Beferish Gemara. And that the Rabbeinu Gershon can't argue. That's a Gemara in Kedushin. There's nothing to talk about. However, Rav Gusman Zechat Tzadik Levroche, he wrote an entire shiur in Maseches Kiddushin in his Kuntrasei Shiurim on Akum Yerushas Avos. He's a whole long shtickle. But this is, I just read you the piece that's Negeya. V'hod the Gemara b'Gemara, the Akum Yerushas Avos, the Gemara says that a goy yashin is his father. V'loy ka'omar Yerush Tvar Torah. It just says he gets from his father. It doesn't say he yashins everybody. He says, "Mashma the Dafke ben Yerush es Avot." Abaloi l'shal Yerushim. D'loi nemar bohem din nachlas. It's a big chiddush. Since the Gemara used the term not Akum Yerush, the Gemara said Akum gets from his father. Is mashma that he doesn't get Yerush from all the other relatives? He says, and this is not just my diik. V'chein mevur b'Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Nachlas, the Rambam states, Ha'akum Yerush es Aviv Devar Torah, only his father. Abul Shah Yerushay Seyem, says the Rambam in Hilchos Nachlas, in this Perek Vov, says the Rambam, Lagabi other Yerusha. So in other words, let's say a Goy's mother dies, or a Goy's sister dies, or his aunt dies, or his uncle dies, Manichem Ha'isei Lufim in Hogam. Whatever the Goyim's custom is, they do. There's no, if the goy comes to us and says, what's the halacha? We tell him there is no halacha. There's only, if a father dies, you get from the father. Muchach midivrei Rabbeinu, sheshar Yerushay Sei amanich moisei lufi min hoga. Lufi she'ein bohem seder nachleis klal. As I said. Now there are Rishonim who don't agree with the Rambam, but this is what he says. So I want to tell you a simple word. Simple. When we were learning the Inyan of Yerusha, ready at the beginning of the Masechta, and we had this also in Maseches Tmura, when we learned the sugya of Yerush Soimech and Yerush Meimeh, we were trying to analyze the relationship between the Yerush and his father, and we explained, and we brought riots to this from the Ramban and Baba Basra, that when a Yerush yashins his father or other relatives, it's not that he gets the money, it's that he takes the place of the Yerush. He becomes an extension of that person that died. And therefore he gets the property. It's not that he gets the property. It's that he's an extension, as the Gemara says, Kom Tachas Oviv. The Gemara of Abbasra says that maybe a brother should get Yerusha before a son. The Gemara of Abbasra. And the Gemara says, why? Because Shekein Kom Tachas Oviv V'Yibum. Since the brother takes the place of his brother for Yibum, so even though it's obvious that a father is closer with his son in relationship, but since he takes the place of his brother, so what does that mean? Because a Yerusha is a Kom Tachtav. I was thinking very simple. That's the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara gives you a Teretz. The Gemara says, really, the son is Kom Tachas Aviv. He's so much Kom Tachas Aviv that you don't have to do Yibum if he's here. Because the father has an extension. So the idea of all the Yoshim is that they are extensions of the Meis, and the Meis where they get the property. Oh, so now we understand very clear. Comes Rabbeinu Gershon. Rabbeinu Gershon holds the mechanism by a goy is entirely different. By a goy we have a pasuk, v'chishevim keneim, v'loyosha keneim. We have a pasuk that reveals to us that a goy gets his father's property. But the Torah never said that there's an extension to a goy. Just the opposite. I have a theory with the whole thing. Zirma susim zirmos. We know by a goy there's no yichas at all. How could a goy? Teretz is he's not kom tachas aviv. By a goy there's a separate thing. There's a monetary transfer from father to son, and that's why we say, well, since the Torah didn't teach us the kom tachtav, the other relatives are not here. If the Torah would have said that a goy has connections, so we'd say it goes just like a yid, branches out to the relatives. Really, it's the opposite. A goy only has share or aim. He's not even miyuchas to his father. He's allowed to live with the arayas of his father. That means a goy can live if he has a half a sister, right? That's only related to him through his father, not through his mother. It's not even one of the arayas. A goy doesn't have share av. He doesn't even have share from a father. So how is it that he yashins him? Teretz says it's not because he's kom tachas aviv. It's a monetary transfer. It's like there was a wire transfer. The money went from that account into that account. That's not Yehusha. That's why Rabbeinu Gershon says in our sugi, the akum eino yoyereshes aviv. I, the Gemara says in Kiddushin that the money gets transferred. That's not the lumdus of Yehusha's Yisrael. And therefore, Rabbeinu Gershon holds not like the Chazon Ish. Stei Achuz is only land that you got via the transfer of Yerusha. That you will come tachas the person that died. It's called one long link to the original conquering of Eretz Yisrael. But an Akum is any Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos, on the other hand, you could say one of two things. Either he tackles holes like the Chazon Ish. We don't care how you got the property. It's yours. Or there's no riot of Tosfos holds like the Chazon Ish. Tosfos may actually hold Yerusha's Akum is like the Meiri. That he does have relatives. And he is come tachas his relatives. It's complicated to learn that way. But he could learn that way. If he learns that way, then it would be a stei achuzah. But Rabbeinu Gershon is not difficult. Rabbeinu Gershon goes like the Shitas HaRambam. That a goy is not yashining because he's come tachas the maize. And therefore, he just got a property. Property landed on his lap. That doesn't have a din of a stei achuzah. Okay. Agut Avach.